Don't you just wake up one morning with heart disease and have a heart attack? It starts 20, 30, 40, 50 years before then. It starts with eating the wrong foods. It starts with smoking, excessive stress.
Learn how to live in God's plan for your health and healing. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Don and Mary Colbert today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as they talk about overcoming heart disease and other physical challenges God's way. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and you are in the right place today. Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, your word is a light to our pathway. It is opening doors, and we're seeing victory that the devil thought we'd never find out about. But thank God he's defeated. Sickness and disease is defeated. And all we have to do is listen to you, Lord, and you will walk us right out into the sunshine of great and good health. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read a scripture here that has become very real to me. Psalm 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, in other words, wait on the Lord. Well, what does wait on the Lord mean? That means listen to him. Do what he says. Wait on him. And it's not like, I wish you'd hurry up, Lord. That's not what's translated wait. What's translated wait is to minister to him. You wait on him.
Spend time with him.
Yeah, spend time with him. Listen, he'll strengthen your heart.
Like a waiter.
He'll strengthen your heart.
Amen.
Now, we talked about cancer and all that, and we found out that on cancer, man, that thing is so defeated.
Amen.
All you have to do is what God says to do and what he's revealing now in our lifetime, like no other in history, is how to be free from this stuff and how to turn it around even after you do get into it. Now, heart disease. I like what he said just before they turned the camera on. Diabetes is easy. That is so easy. And there are people that, and medical science that depends on you to be sick in order for them to make money, they're going to paint this thing like you are born with it and it'll be there till the day you die, so all you need and da 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 da.
But
that thing is so easy. All this is easy for God. There ain't nothing hard about it for God. And the only reason it's hard about it and looked like it's hard for us is because somebody else said it was.
Amen.
Now, heart disease. Let's get this monkey knocked in there.
Let me
tell you, first of all, the majority of Americans die of heart disease. 1.2 million Americans this year will have a heart attack. That's coronary artery disease. Of those, approximately half of those will die. Many of those will have no symptom. A lot of people are saying, well, I'm waiting until I have chest pain before I start even seeing if I have heart disease. I tell a person, if they have a diagonal crease in their earlobe, they have an 88% chance of having heart disease.
Now, what kind of a crease in your ear? What?
When I see it's a diagonal crease. It's a deep crease in the earlobe, a deep crease in both earlobes. If you have those,
in this area right in here?
Right in that area.
You don't have it. You're good.
But if you got a deep crease, that's a sign. Now, what I'm saying is don't wait until you have chest pain thinking I'm going to get this checked out. What they've shown in studies, young kids in their 20s that died in the Vietnam and Korean War, when they did autopsies on these kids, they found fatty streaks and heart disease in most of those kids. You say, well, how could kids get it? Don't you just wake up one morning with heart disease and have a heart attack? It starts 20, 30, 40, 50 years before then. It starts with eating the wrong foods. It starts with smoking, excessive stress. One of the main things that triggers heart disease, a lot of people think, isn't my cholesterol
cholesterol is not the only thing that causes heart disease. Yes, if your cholesterol is high, especially your bad cholesterol, LDL, and your good cholesterol, HDL, is low, yes, you're going to be at a greater risk of heart disease. But it starts with a fatty streak. Simply smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol are some of the main issues causing it. But now they've shown that belly fat. We keep going to that belly fat, that abdominal fat. Studies have shown the more belly fat a person has, the more plaque generally they have.
Now, is the plaque coming off that fat?
Well, what is coming off what is happening is the fat is producing cytokines. Cytokines are inflammatory chemicals that create inflammation in the arteries. Most heart disease is due to inflammation. Inflammation is like that smoldering fire that starts in those arteries and start plaque forming. It starts like with little nicks, and the body then forms like a cholesterol Band-Aid over those nicks. Those nicks are due to inflammation, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, anything that damages or inflames that artery, even bacteria, even plaque in your teeth. The more plaque and periodontal disease you have, generally the more plaque you have. But what they've shown, studies have shown, that this plaque starts as a fatty streak. It forms fat like
inside
the arteries, in the lining of the arteries. That lining should be smooth. It's only one cell thick. It's called the intima. And that lining is supposed to dilate and constrict. But what happens, we start forming fatty streaks along that lining. And then that fat accumulates, and then white cells accumulate in there, and it starts getting more. It forms soft plaque first, like toothpaste. And then over time, it gets hard plaque. Now, when it's soft plaque, it's easy to reverse. We can reverse that simply first of all, losing weight around the belly. We can literally burn that fat as energy if we lower our calorie intake. Or if we fast the body, juice fasting, water fasting for certain periods of time, we literally start burning that fat that's collected along the arteries as energy. Mm-hmm. Another thing is exercise. The more we boost our good cholesterol, HDL, we raise it through exercise. We raise it through taking niacin. Certain supplements like resveratrol is a powerful supplement that will help raise it. It does reverse cholesterol transport. It takes the fat and the cholesterol out of that plaque, takes it to the liver to be discarded out of the body. And that's what's so easy to do if we catch it. Now, if it becomes calcified, it takes longer.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Colbert. I notice the attitude, they don't even have to say it to build the attitude. If you watch, the average American watches so much television that those ads are developed in a way to create this so that it creates an unconscious attitude in your thinking. And the attitude that I'm seeing come out of a lot of these pharmaceutical ads are the idea that if I can take this and I can take that, I lower my risk of heart attack, and that's all I need to do. I can act any way I want to act. I can eat anything I want to act. All I need to do is take care of this. I lower my risk down to, say, from a 50% risk down to a 25% risk, then I'm okay. That kind of thinking will kill you.
Well, what happens, they don't understand that when you take that medicine, you're lowering your cholesterol. You're preventing your liver from producing too much cholesterol. But when you lower your cholesterol, you're lowering your hormones. You're lowering your testosterone, which dilates your blood vessels. Women, when they take it, they're lowering their progesterone and their estrogen, send them into menopause, which increases their risk of heart disease. It also can inflame the liver. It can inflame the muscles. It competes with coenzyme
Q10. That is no answer at all, then.
It drains your energy. Well, again, it can be a bridge for a period of time until you crucify this flesh.
That's not the attitude that it paints.
Right.
Because the average guy don't want to hear anything but pill. If I can take a pill, then I don't have to hear all this other.
The number one medicine prescribed in the U.S. and in the world today is Lipitor, which is a statin drug which lowers cholesterol. We have an epidemic.
That's number one.
Number one in the world. It beats the next drug by like two times. It's two times more prescribed, at least two times. Now, what has happened, though, is America is dependent on a pill, saying, now, I take this pill, I can eat anything I want, all the ice cream I want, all the sugar I want, all the fried food I want, anything I want, and this will keep my cholesterol down, not realizing that the root cause is inflammation. And that pill may be doing harm down the road.
And it usually does do harm down the road. These people get tired. They quit exercising. It can inflame the liver. It lowers those sex hormones, so they just don't feel as good. And so what they're doing is they're trusting in that pill instead of the Lord to take care of them. What I tell people to do, we do this naturally. We get the flesh crucified. We lay on the altar the foods that are literally causing that plaque to collect in their bodies. And then what we do is we start exercising those bodies, and we literally see plaque. We see plaque reversed all the time, but what we do is we do further studies to check, because there's not just cholesterol and smoking and high blood pressure that cause plaque disease, plaque buildup, and heart disease. There's also other risk factors like homocysteine, which is a toxic amino acid that doctors rarely ever check for this. There's C-reactive protein.
What is that?
A toxic amino acid that causes plaque to build up in the arteries. But just folic acid and B12 and B6 lower it. A couple of pennies a day will lower it to normal.
Wow.
And then there's C-reactive protein, high-sensitive C-reactive protein. That's the inflammatory marker that you got inflammation. That's the root cause of plaque buildup in your arteries. We can easily lower that by manipulating the diet, by putting them on fish oils, by getting them active, by boosting up their HDLs in their bodies. There's also other risk factors like apolipoprotein little a that's 10 times more plaque-forming than cholesterol, high cholesterol, yet doctors rarely check for it, yet it's lowered with niacin. Niacin lowers that so easily. Then there's fibrinogen. You know, fibrinogen is a clotting factor that literally predisposes the blood to clot if it's high. Doctors rarely check for it. But when I check for it in a person with heart, and you say, how do I know if I have heart disease? I don't have chest pain. How do I know? Well, again, many times I'll check them. If they have a lot of risk factors, I can send them over for a electron beam CT scan of their heart, which is a 64 slice, that'll tell me how much soft plaque and how much hard plaque they have, yeah, so that we can start reversing it right then and
now,
there.
Now, can you imagine somebody in our health care system here in America, over our health care system, with this kind of information and knowledge and communicating it to America and communicating a sense of there is something you can do and taking accountability, yeah, to your own health, instead of trying to pass off the health care crisis that
to
we
bills,
talk about
to pharmaceutical
and bills. And the rest of us who are taking care of our body, they want us just to pick up the bill. They want us to pick up the bill. They want to smoke and drink and abuse their bodies and do whatever. And then they want a national health care system that picks up the tab. Well, until a person really answers to an accountability, and
that's
it costs them. See, the psalmist David said, if it costs me nothing, it means nothing to me.
That's
and that's why it was important to him that he wanted to pay,
yeah,
you know, to build the temple. He's like, no, I'm going to pay for this. It's got to cost me something. And that attitude of, you know, something quick fix and easy fix, that has got to change in America.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be an attitude of change of, I need to take responsibility for myself, for my own health. Let me get answers. Let me find answers. I'm not going to put this off on the government. I'm not going to blame somebody. Stop the blaming game that it's somebody's fault. Just look in the mirror and go, I got myself this way, and God is going to help me get me out.
But one of the most common causes of heart disease in America is never mentioned. And it's literally low, patients are low in hormones. When men get to be over 50, especially women over 60, their hormone levels drop. The hormone levels, especially testosterone in men and estrogen, natural bioidentical estrogen in women, are some of the most protective agents we have on the planet to prevent heart disease, to prevent Alzheimer's disease, to prevent osteoporosis, to prevent degeneration in the body. I put men many times when they're low in testosterone with type 2 diabetes or with heart disease, put them on testosterone, protect their prostate with some herbs. And you know what? Their diabetes most of the time reverses type 2 diabetes. I build those muscles up in their legs and the buttocks, those big muscles, so they can utilize that sugar. I put them on an aerobic program. I resensitize their insulin receptors. And their sugar comes right down to normal. I put them on a low glycemic dietary program or even a very low glycemic program We crucify that flesh, teach them how to do it. We give them confessions of faith to say every day. We energize their faith every day, and literally they overcome it within usually a few months. It's easy, simple. Type 1 diabetes is difficult. Again, type 2 is easy, though. Heart disease, the same way. When we start literally targeting that plaque and burning that plaque, Dr. Dean Ornish out of Harvard University, a cardiologist, literally was reversing plaque in the 1990s just by diet and stress reduction and exercise. He literally did those three things without any medical intervention, and he proved reversal of plaque and arteries. Now, what we use is we use that in addition to nutrition and modifying all those major risk factors. And another risk factor I tell people is ferritin or iron storage. Too much red meat, too much iron in our diets literally causes plaque buildup because it's an oxidant. It literally damages the blood vessels and can increase plaque if we have too much iron in our blood. Doctors rarely check ferritin levels in patients, but it's a powerful oxidant that we have to lower. And I do this through therapeutic phlebotomies or drawing off blood every few months or having them go donate blood to the blood bank. We need the blood. So I tell them, one of the common prescriptions I give patients, go give blood to get your life back and to reverse your heart disease. You give your blood. You got too much. It's causing plaque. So it's simple things that we can do that are very simple, that don't involve medication, that involve dietary lifestyle changes, some nutritional supplementation, and literally we can burn that plaque out of the arteries.
I'm hearing this too, because this ministered to me some years ago. As you know, as these things develop in your life, then the Lord begins to reveal more and more and more to you. That we even those of us that were doing our very best to turn these things around, the idea that I could continue to eat the old way and add the supplements and everything would be all right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's backwards. If you change your whole food lifestyle, if you get it back over the way God created these things and begin to feed on that, then your need for supplements eventually come to a place where it's less and less and less.
Exactly.
You get healthier and healthier and healthier.
Exactly.
Because if you're determined to do that, God will get the food to you because He is responsible for providing food. He's not responsible for your choice of what to eat.
Right.
You have to make that
Absolutely.
Choice. But He created you to need food, and He created food. He created the food before He created the man and put him in the sure. garden. So if you're willing, you get on the word. I mean, he will see to it that it comes to you, but not just because it tastes good. It's going to have to be for the gospel's sake.
Absolutely. And He's put powerful foods on the earth to help to reverse
yes,
plaque.
Yes, sir.
Like
and the whole sickness and disease thing in the first place.
Well, the promise in Deuteronomy where He says, I will bless your bread and your water and remove these diseases from you, the actual translation of that is nourishment. So if God will bless that which is nourishing
Amen.
To your body.
Yeah.
Not just whatever you eat, but it's got to have nourishment.
You know what I've noticed? This really helped me because I'm not a nutritionist. I have to learn from you guys to know what to eat. But the Lord showed me something about His Word. His Word feeds our spirit. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth.
Amen. Amen.
This word is what created man's spirit, so my spirit food has to be exactly like my spirit or it won't nourish it.
Exactly.
Now, religion is genetically altered word.
Yes.
So you can't feed your spirit on religion. You have to go to the Word of God, which provides
Amen.
Faith, which
yeah,
is
religion
spiritual
killeth.
Strength. Well, the same thing's true with my physical body. My physical body has to have food that's exactly like my body. If I eat man-made stuff, my body doesn't recognize it. It don't think it's food. Mm-hmm. It just
Amen.
Tries
right.
to treat it like something else.
It's real simple.
So my food has to be exactly like my body. all those different mm-hmm. things you were talking about, the niacin and the amino acids and all these things, is right
it's
there
food.
In that plate.
Absolutely, it is.
It's there, but those they're even talking about genetically altered meat.
Mm-hmm. And irradiating our foods.
Cloning meats. They're going to clone meats.
Amen. So again, what they're doing is they're tampering with our food supply, decreasing the nutrition, decreasing the nourishment, taking it out of the food so that, again, it's going to be harder to walk in health. But there's one thing that a lot of people out there, I literally feel their thoughts. Hey, I've had an EKG this year. EKG is normal. For you thinking your EKG is normal, my heart's normal, I have seen many patients over the years who've had a normal EKG the next day have had a heart attack. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to educate you because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yes, I've had a stress test. Realize many times that stress test won't even show plaque until you have at least 75% of that artery blocked. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're already in trouble if that stress test isn't good.
And
you've
exactly.
been in trouble a long
you
time.
You have been. And then say, well, I've had a heart cath.
Yeah.
And the heart cath shows that I have, you know, pretty good flow. I have maybe 50% blockage. Well, let me tell you something. It took 20 years to form that 50%, but many times it only takes a few years to go to that other 50%. So, again, a lot of people think they have time. We need to start sowing good seed now to reverse the curse of heart disease.
You know, that's a wrong attitude anyway. My attitude should be, if this is what God said, this is what I'm going to do. He created these things for me not only to eat and be in health, but to enjoy. I'm going to do this His way. It don't make any difference what those tests said. I'm going to do things His way. So that He knows. He knows my heart. He knows the condition of my body. If you will make today the first day of your life, it don't make any difference what you were told yesterday or what happened yesterday or what you ate yesterday. You can't get it back. But I can change what I'm about to eat today and tomorrow. And if I get on God's Word, I can walk in good health. I can make Him Lord over this thing, and test or no test. I'll tell you, by this time next year, I'm going to be 10 years younger than I am right today.
Well, we see all the time, and cardiologists don't believe it. I have patients come from all over the U.S. They've had their angiogram, and it shows that plaque at like 75%. Within a few years, it's down to maybe 20%. And the cardiologist says, I don't know what's going on. Just continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And again, we can reverse this plaque, and people need that hope.
And you know what? It begins with repenting from what you have done. You got to start with repenting to God where you have.
That's the first attitude.
That's the first attitude. And
repent that you've abused this temple.
And turn around.
And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
These days, whether it's grabbing something on the go or buying groceries for next week, we have an abundance of options when it comes to the food we eat. But all foods are not created equal. In his latest book, Eat This and Live, Dr. Don Colbert provides you with an easy-to-understand roadmap to help navigate what can often be treacherous territory. Based on the 7 pillars of health, this food handbook includes Dr. Colbert-approved foods, along with restaurant menu choices, helpful facts, tips, charts, and nutrition information that will make it easier for you to stay healthy and lose weight. Packed with vital information to help your whole family stay healthy, you'll learn the difference between living food and dead food, what the Bible says about food, shopping tips, smart choices for dining out, tips for healthy kids, and much more. With this tool in hand, you're equipped to take steps toward looking and feeling younger as you journey down the road to lifelong health. To order your copy of Eat This and Live, log on to our website at kcm.org. This new book by New York Times bestselling author Dr. Don Colbert will show you how to improve your health through simple food choices and is now available for just $14. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy today.
Let me, I was just talking about this during the break, and Dr. Colbert suggested that I say something about this to you. It hadn't been but a few weeks ago that I was before the Lord, and I said, Lord, you can't miss it, and I'm not supposed to have something like this in my body. Now, I'm before you now for you to reveal to me that what I need, where I need to repent, what I need to get settled here according to your word. And I heard myself say this. It came right out of my spirit. Father, I place myself in a state of repentance. For the next several days, whatever you reveal to me, I'll repent instantly and receive my forgiveness and my cleansing from all unrighteousness. I want you to know things started changing immediately. I had immediate results in my body. Amen. Just that attitude of, I want to get this thing right. Mm-hmm. I mean, God is so ready for you to be well. Things just begin to work. That's the reason I thank God with all my heart for books like this new one, Eat This and Live. I'm not wondering, and I don't know whether I agree with this or not. Shut up and repent and eat. Right. Amen. And get this whole business in God's hands and let Him make you healthy and strong. Praise the Lord. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over this world, for every person that is in dire need of healing right now. In Jesus' name, rise up and be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Gloria and I are coming to Branson, Missouri for the Branson Victory Campaign, March the 5th through the 7th. Right there at Faith Life Church where Keith and Phyllis Moore pastor. And I'm telling you, this meeting really just kind of jump starts our year and throws it in gear. Praise God. Marvelous meeting. And you really need to be a part of it. So tell your friends and family about it and pray over it. Get on the website and kcm.org and find out about all of these meetings and get involved with becoming strong and healthy in Christ Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
Get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org. or call 800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You get the faith level up where it belongs. Then you begin to get 100% results out of the food, out of the exercise, yes. Out of everything else that goes along with it. Now you're talking about being well.